A team of international diplomats visited Haiti this weekend to try to reach a negotiated settlement to the country's political unrest. They had hoped to reach a deal in one day of talks yesterday, but the results were inconclusive. NPR's Martin Costi has more from Port-au-Prince.
Diplomats from the U.S., Canada, and Caribbean nations arrived here in Haiti under the care of heavily armed American guards, dressed all in black. The diplomats' convoy went straight for the presidential palace, where President Jean-Bertrand Aristide agreed in principle to a power-sharing deal, in which he would stay in office, but the country's prime minister would be replaced by a more neutral figure. The diplomats then took the same plan to the leaders of Haiti's opposition movement, and that's where things got bogged down. Bahamas Foreign Minister Fred Mitchell chaired the four-hour-long negotiation session.
While we did not get a yes, we did not get a no, and they have agreed to revert to us with an answer by the close of business on Monday, their responses to the plan.
Mitchell described the talks with the opposition as frank and direct, a diplomatic way of saying that they were tense. The opposition insists it wants nothing short of Aristide's resignation. It says as long as he remains in office, he'll have the power to intimidate his opponents. Andy Appad, one of the most prominent of the anti-Aristide activists, expressed his frustration with the foreign diplomats' refusal to force Aristide from office.
The international actors need to listen carefully to the Haitian people, not to the guns on both sides, but to the Haitian people. And failure to do so will only reinforce those who come with more violent approaches.
Opposition leaders here in the capital are caught in a difficult position. While they say they disavow violent methods, the fact of the matter is that Aristide is being forced into these negotiations right now because of anti-government violence, which has been fanning out from the central city of Gonaïve. The opposition parties have no apparent connection to the violence, but they've also stopped short of condemning the armed groups who've been conducting the attacks on the government. Aristide is hoping that, once this power-sharing deal is signed, the international community will follow up by sending reinforcements for his embattled police.
If we have the international community and the Haitian people acting, we can prevent the terrorists in Gonaïve moving ahead towards Capeshon or elsewhere. It's a collective responsibility. We should not let killers moving ahead killing people.
But those killers, as the president calls them, have come closer to forcing him from office than anyone else in the past few years. Now the political opposition has 2 days to decide whether it wants to sign on to a deal that could restore some measure of peace to Haiti, but which would also bolster Aristide. Martin Costi, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.